You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America. We want to get her thoughts as Barack Obama selects Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Of course, this follows the failed nomination of former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
We had known over the weekend that this was probably going to happen today, and even before the Daschle nomination, Sebelius was rumored to be in the running for this post. She's obviously a Democratic governor in a red state. She was considered for Obama's vice presidential slot to some extent. What do we know about her record specifically on health issues?
Well, she has a very light record on health issues as governor, except when it comes to abortion. Her tenure as the Kansas governor is mired with scandals that are tied to her relationship with abortionists. She received millions of dollars in donations from late-term abortionist George Tiller and Planned Parenthood. And the Planned Parenthood in Kansas does commit late-term abortions. And once she made it into office, she worked hard to obstruct investigations against the late-term abortionists who had allegedly committed some criminal activities. She vetoed nearly every pro-life regulation, common sense regulations like safety regulations on clinics. This was a bill that was introduced in the Kansas legislature after it was reported about the filthy conditions in abortion clinics in her state, where aborted fetuses in one clinic were kept in a refrigerator next to food, that there was a cockroach found on the floor of the clinic, and numerous other problems. So the Kansas legislature had acted to pass a regulation to ensure that, according to even the abortion lobbies claim, that they want abortion to be safe, legal, and rare. Let's focus on the safe part of that. She vetoed that. She vetoed bills to strengthen parental notification. So she has a solid record of siding with abortionists and some of the most problematic abortionists in the industry, and she's certainly not someone that should be heading up our national health care system.
There's been speculation, Wendy, that before too long, the democratically controlled Congress is planning to resurrect the Freedom of Choice Act, which would essentially remove any state or local restrictions on abortion. It sounds from what you're saying that she's probably going to be a champion of that legislation.
She would, and what's problematic is even if Congress does not pass that and Obama does not sign it, that in her position, she could be passing regulations, not enforcing other regulations that could have the effect of allowing the abortion industry to get away with virtually anything that they want, like what has happened in Kansas. We right now are battling to protect the conscience rights of doctors. Under the Bush administration, regulations were passed to ensure that doctors have the freedom to not participate in abortions or any activity that they find to be morally objectionable. And with Sebelius in the seat heading up HHS, she would simply not enforce regulations that protect those doctors and protect patients who want to have doctors that are ethical and moral. The Department of Health and Human Services oversees payments to family planning clinics like Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood receives one-third of its annual income, over $300 million, from the government. And so she would be the one steering tax dollars to her allies, Planned Parenthood, so that they could be receiving even more than what they're getting now, with, again, virtually no oversight as to whether they are acting properly. The Planned Parenthood in Kansas, in the San Diego area, was discovered to have committed fraud against Medicaid, and up to the tune of about $180 million. The CFO of Planned Parenthood was the whistleblower who came forward about this illegal fraud that Planned Parenthood committed. So under Sebelius, who has such close ties to Planned Parenthood, it's very likely that more things like that will happen around the country.
We're talking with Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America. And Wendy, a couple of quick questions before we let you go. Number one, on the issue of doctors' conscience, the Obama administration last week saying the reason it was repealing the Bush administration order on that is because it was superfluous and that it wasn't necessary to protect the doctors' conscience. What should we know about that?
Well, they were ignoring the comments that have been filed from numerous doctors and nurses and healthcare providers who have been either forced out of the profession or have been coerced in one way or another because they were not willing to participate in abortions. So there's evidence on the record. These regulations were carefully crafted to protect the right of doctors and of patients. But this, again, shows that Obama is not only for abortion on demand, but he's even in favor of rescinding regulations that protect the right of doctors to not participate in abortions. That's how hardcore Obama is when it comes to abortion. And picking Kathleen Sebelius to head up the national healthcare system with the to have her as the Secretary of Health and Human Services just verifies that he seems to have a goal of becoming the most pro-abortion president in the history of America.
You mentioned the name in passing. I don't know if all of our listeners are familiar with the story, but what can you tell us real quickly about Sebelius and abortion provider named George Tiller?
George Tiller is a notorious late-term abortionist in Wichita, Kansas. He was responsible for the death of an 18-year-old young woman with Down syndrome who he committed his clinic committed a late-term abortion on her, and she died. He's been involved in illegal activity. In fact, he is on trial right now for alleged illegal alleged criminal activity. So the fact that Kathleen Sebelius will be sitting in front of the U.S. Senate for her nomination hearing at the very same time that in her state the late-term abortionist George Tiller will be on trial will be quite a picture to observe, that the reason that he's been able to continue doing his late-term abortions in her state is because she has obstructed investigations against him.
Wendy, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright is president at Concerned Women for America here in Washington. This is Dateline Washington.